Country Club FM.
Bringing it day in and day out, the Bob Almanac. Here we go. Today, I didn't hear of any significant celebrity or well-known people that passed away over the weekend.
I
just did a quick search, couldn't find anything, just in case.
I didn't hear anything.
No salutes at this point. That's good. We like to go a few days without salutes. Monday, April 11th, 101st day of the year. We said on Friday that when we turned around and got back here on Monday, we'd pass the 100-day threshold.
Right.
And we have. 101
triple digits.
264 left. 1876, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks organized on this date. Now, that's one thing. It's one thing to be benevolent. It's one thing to be protective, to be both. To be benevolent and protective. That is quite a feat for those elks.
I would say.
And the lodge, the Elks Lodge, Order of Elks. We were a Moose Lodge family.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time at the Moose Lodge. Always had these big 4th of July bashes. Always huge. Usually a pig roast involved. Usually somebody would bring their pig roaster. And it was good stuff. It really was.
Great memories. I'm sure.
With full bar. Yeah. 1890, the Elephant Man died on this date. John Merrick.
Oh, yeah.
The Elephant Man. Did he have the same... ailment, if you will. I just want to call it disfigurement, but did he have the same ailment as the boy in Mask?
That's kind of what I thought.
Liontism, liontitis or something, lion something or other was kind of the colloquial title for it. But did they bury him in his burlap sack?
I don't know.
Just with a burlap sack over his head, because that was his famous look.
Mm-hmm.
He would walk around with that. That's so sad that he had to do that.
It was very sad.
And did Michael Jackson ever buy his bones?
I think he did pony up for that.
I think he had a coupon.
Right.
1890 is when that happened. How about 1912? The Titanic left Queenstown, Ireland on its way to New York. Its maiden voyage that, of course, was ill-fated. The ill-fated maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic. It actually left London on April 10th, made a stop, and then its final stop was Queenstown, Ireland. Picked up some more passengers there on their way then. They had a date with an iceberg.
Sadly, is right.
1912.
The unsinkable Titanic.
But if that doesn't happen, would we know who Leonardo DiCaprio is?
Well, we might not.
We wouldn't have King of the World.
No.
So those people sacrificed their lives so we could have the move. No, I'm just. That's sad.
It is. And well, who knows? I mean, yep, that thing was. It was destiny, I guess.
It's too big for its own good.
Right.
It was destined to fail.
Yeah.
We were so proud of our...
Yeah, don't call anything unsinkable.
We were so proud of our accomplishments that, that's usually when karma comes at you.
Right.
Don't be prideful. Isn't that one of the seven deadly sins?
I think you're right.
Pride cometh before fall. Well, pride of the Titanic came before a sinking.
Right.
1912. Still harrowing. You read those stories about the survivors and the stories they told. The band was still playing as the thing was going under.
That's out of hand. It's crazy.
1931, our first audio of the day.
The discovery place is pointed out by Israel's Prime Minister Sherratt and biblical scholar Bubercrout. The scrolls also contain the oldest known manuscript of the Book of Isaiah in perfect condition, 22 feet long. Clearer knowledge of ancient times will come from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Dead Sea Scrolls found on this date, 1931. Or was it 1948? 1948, Dead Sea Scrolls announced in a general press release. All kinds of history there, Neil. It was like finding the treasure in American Treasure.
Sure. That was big.
National Treasure with Nick Cage. Nick Cage was not there. Although if he was, he would have been the one to find the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes,
he would have said,
I'm
going to steal the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
1931, let's go backwards. Construction of the Empire State Building was completed. They put the top on it. The building dedicated, opened then May 31st. You know who built that was Pierre DuPont.
Mm.
One of the men that built America. One of the titans. There's a new one on the History Channel. You know, they had the men who built America.
Right. food.
And then they came up with a new one called the Titans that built America.
Okay.
And Pierre DuPont is one of the Titans. He was in charge of General Motors. And the Chrysler guy built his own building. So it was really kind of one-upmanship. Yeah. There was some ego going on there in downtown New York and Manhattan. Because the Chrysler guy built his building, the Chrysler building. You may have heard about it.
Sure.
Heard of the Chrysler building. And then DuPont was the main guy financing and working on the Empire State Building, which he made sure was taller than the Chrysler building.
Oh, yeah. There's a little one-upsmanship going on.
Why not? Where would we be without that?
Right.
1951.
A number of events have made it evident that General MacArthur did not agree with that policy. I have therefore considered it essential to relieve General MacArthur so that there would be no doubt or confusion as to the real purpose and aim of our policy.
Harry, the S must stand for Steinbrenner because he fired somebody.
Right.
Harry S. Truman fired General Douglas MacArthur. What have you done for me lately, MacArthur? Pretty much is what he's saying right there. Basically fired him from his commands in the Far East. Things weren't going in the direction that they wanted to in Korea, so voila. And actually, and he was also stealing liquid paper from the office supply closet.
I mean,
that's instant firing right there.
You got to draw
that's
the grounds, line.
That's immediate grounds for dismissal. 10 years later,
the Twins open their first Major League season here at Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built. It's a big day for Calvin Griffith, president of the Twins. In the opener, there's no scoring during the first six innings. In the seventh, Bob Allison comes up for the Twins. Joe DiMaggio, the ex-Yankee great, is among those looking on. Allison steps in. Whitey Ford goes into his windup, comes in with the pitch. Allison meets it. Minnesota fans let out a roar. There's a long drive heading out toward left. Back, heading toward the seats, and in it goes. A home run for Bob Allison.
We became Major League on this date. Twins open up in Yankee Stadium against the defending American League champions, and they beat them. I want to say the score is like 5-1. Pedro Ramos was on the mound.
You know, you would think they could give us a little softer opponent for the first. It's like the Vikings had to take on the Bears and the
defending NFL champs.
Right. I mean, they just feed us to the wolves. But in both cases, we were winners.
Well, yeah, back in the day, well, the Vikings were expansion, Twins were a relocation. They don't treat expansion teams or moving teams quite the same now. You know, basically they say here, L.A., Las Vegas, Vegas Golden Knights, here all these great players now make a run to the finals.
Right, they did. That's true.
Their first year, now. It's a little different now. So the first Twins game ever, 1961 in Yankee Stadium, 1970.
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of thrust, and it has cleared the tower.
Apollo 13. Nobody covers former launchings in the space program like the Bob Almanac does.
Well, we have commit. That's
Apollo
why.
Apollo 13 launched. Of course, that was the Houston We've Had a Problem mission.
Right.
To the moon. They didn't. They lost the moon, as they said. And they wanted to stir it. The oxygen tanks, Neil, are just like a big pot of chili. You got to stir it. Mm. Otherwise, it gets crunchy on the bottom. It gets burnt on the bottom. So you got to stir your oxygen tank just like you stir your chili.
Well, cheese and crackers with
that. And that oxygen tank exploded after a little mix up with the mixing. And boy, if you watch that movie,
it's a great movie.
Really, really well documented the things they had to go through just to get those people home, those astronauts.
Yep, it was quite impressive.
1980. So this song released by Paul McCartney, this song did not chart country, so it will not be featured in our... Wait, what? 1980. We're getting a lot of good responses on the old text line. People really liking that. We're thinking out of the box.
I know. That's a great category you came up with. Well done.
People
and,
really like...
and to break it into two parts, even.
They called the Lionel Richie song beautiful. There are a few songs probably on the list that won't be... beautiful.
Okay, well.
They might be more, for some people, these are songs I like, but for some people, they might be vomit-inducing.
Right.
Stick around. one in particular for some people.
We're not afraid to take chances, though, here on the Bob Morning Show.
No, that's a big part of our credo and right. our mission statement. We do have a mission statement, don't we? Who doesn't? If you don't have a mission statement, you're not doing anything. Hey, 1986 this date, Kellogg's stopped giving tours of its breakfast food plant. We just had William Kellogg, Bill Kellogg, on our Gone But Not Forgotten list last week. The reason that they ended the 80-year tradition was because that the company said that the secrets for their recipe for their cereals, their recipes, the secret recipes for their cereals were at risk because of spies from other companies like Post and General Mills. Oh, heaven forbid the recipe for Apple Jacks or Sugar Smacks gets in the wrong hands, right?
Right. That would be tragic.
Or Mueslix. That was 86. How about 89?
The situation would be right as Peters heads off right now. Hextall stops it. Flip
look out.
Down the ice.
It's
will
got
it
a chance.
It?
It's got a chance.
He's got it.
Yes, sir.
Since he scores.
The first time ever it's happened in the playoffs. Ron Hextall with a minute and 2 seconds to go.
And the big deal was he was a goalie.
Yes.
For the Philadelphia Flyers. First playoff goal scored by a goalie into an empty net.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that in the olden days because the goalie sticks weren't curved.
Right.
And they were just flat. And you couldn't get enough lift to really get it down the ice. Then once they started curving those goalie sticks, just like the actual skaters' sticks, he was able to saucer it down there. He had scored one in the regular season, maybe the year before. And then in 89, he did it there. Ron Hextall.
He kind of, came out and said he's going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he perfected it.
Yeah. He was the guy.
So that was in 89, 91.
It's for you, Marge. From merry old England.
From the desk of Ringo Starr.
Dear Marge, thanks for the fab painting of yours truly. I hung it on me wall. You're quite an artist. In answer to your question, yes, we do have hamburgers and fries in England, but we call French fries chips. Love, Ringo. P.S. Forgive the lateness of my reply.
No.
How about that? Ringo Starr was on Simpsons, season 2, 1991. Another Beatles reference here today. He worked cheaper than the other ones.
Yeah.
The other three that were still alive at the time. George Harrison wanted too much money and wanted Ravi Shankar to also appear on that same episode. They wouldn't have that. And Paul was busy and wanted too much money. So they went with Ringo.
Right.
Ringo's always available, it seems. And then 2012.
Gentlemen, what are you prepared to do?
Avengers.
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away. What are you?
Genius. Billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Yeah, so the first Avengers premiered on this date in Los Angeles.
So good.
Broke all kinds of records as far as the box office, and then everyone after that broke the previous Avengers record.
I just watched Endgame last night.
It was on last night, and I turned it on at 9, too.
Yeah.
Right at 9, where the main battle starts to begin.
Yep, I watched the last 45 minutes.
You mess with time, it tends to mess back.
I am.
Is what they said.
Iron Man.
He is. He is Iron Man, and he ended the whole thing. Spoiler.
Yeah. Sorry.
So that was 2012. Birthdays now today. Ethel Kennedy.
But when do you have to get the racket back to Mr. Pitt?
Oh, he's got a big match tomorrow with Ethel Kennedy.
He needs a $300 brew line to beat Ethel Kennedy?
Apparently she's got a great forearm, a forehand smash.
Well, evidently.
And that the drop shot. Ethel Kennedy, 94. She was married, of course, to Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes.
So Ethel Kennedy is 94 today. Louise Lasser.
Mary Hartman! Mary Hartman!
You say who? Well, she was Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Weird show.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I just didn't get it.
No.
Is it a sitcom? Is it a soap opera? What is it? I'm going, this isn't funny.
No, I stopped watching it. Right. I don't like it.
Louise Lasser, Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, 83. Let's go to Animal House.
A vicious mother, isn't he?
Yeah.
He can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
He was one of the guys that were giving those pledges a hard time at the Animal House, Peter Riegert. who also made a cameo late. Maybe it was the one of the final two episodes in the episode and the series finale as a head of NBC on Seinfeld. Another Seinfeld reference. Peter Riegert, 75.
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Steve Azar, one-hit wonder.
Yes.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
Pretty good song.
He loved partying on the weekend, right?
Right.
He got that song. No, I'm going to be hungover on Monday was the working title.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
So the best of him here today, he's 58.
Tonight, it will be lights, cameras. So much action. Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Remember the name. Gold Dust.
He said Gold Dust. He whispered it there. Gold Dust. Dusty Rhodes' son, Dustin Rhodes, our wrestler of the day today. He was Gold Dust. He's 53. And then our rapper of the day is, do you remember Gold Dust? You certainly remember Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, I remember. I don't
remember.
He was
the American
kid,
Dream. No. Dusty Rhodes made his, that was when he made his WWF debut in 1995.
Okay.
You may have stopped watching wrestling at that point.
I had.
Gold Dust is 53. And our rapper of the day is David Banner. Must have been a fan of of the late 70s, early 80s TV show,
yes,
The Hulk.
Right.
Because he was David Banner. David Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Was the character that Bill Bixby played. So rapper David Banner, he's 48 today. Don't get him angry.
No, he will not like him when he's angry. All right, we move on now to Gone But Not Forgotten. And we're going to start with, he was, you know, there, you know, John Wayne had his dog, whose name was Dog. I'm reading a book where the guy's name Horse was Horse.
Who's that guy?
He's Preacher. It's in these westerns that I'm reading. And this guy was Boy on Tarzan, Johnny Sheffield.
Nipadoo.
Sugaran Pandal.
Palula.
Do you know what Nipadoo means in Jungle Talk?
I don't.
What, can we translate what Tarzan was saying with Boy there?
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Boy got a big chuckle out of that. Johnny Sheffield played Boy in the Tarzan movies opposite Johnny Weissmuller and was born on this day in 1931. The guy who gave us Louie Louie, he wrote the song, which we know so well, Richard Berry, 1935. Actor Meshack Taylor.
Well, what'd y'all think of the game? I was surprised the kicker missed that easy field goal.
Well, I don't know why you would say that. After being in the men's room, I would think that you would know some of us don't have very good aim.
There he is from Designing Women.
Women, very nice. Meshack Taylor, born on this day, 1947. A couple of singers. Big country frontman Stuart Adamson.
Took the smile away.
If every band and music artist followed the formula that Big Country did, your first hit, maybe your only hit, it's just your
title of your band.
So it'd be like in a Led Zeppelin,
right?
In a Jefferson Starship, in an Air Supply.
That is Big Country in a Big Country, 1958 for Stuart Adamson, and 3 years later, the former singer and guitarist with the Gin Blossoms, Douglas Hopkins. It's a fine band.
Song. Yeah, Gin Blossom. Hey, Jealousy was a good song they did, too.
Yeah, they're very good.
He wrote this song, play guitar. Right there, in fact.
I like it. He was a young man, too. He was born on this day, 1961, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
The Monday Bobathon, also a kickoff of what we call the no-repeat workday.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Chestnut going through the Big D. Ronnie Millsap, Stranger in My House, or Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night.
all outstanding. But
tough choices.
Eddie Rabbit today.
Say that again.
Eddie Rabbit today.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest.